Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Olin Krutz, Score football analyst.
The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points.
Chicago Bears legend.
Man, you talk about one of the greatest leaders I've ever been around. From football to the weight room to life, now he's in radio and he has the same passion. You're around somebody with a fire like that and, you know, wants to chase greatness with whatever they do. It's contagious. I could speak all day about Olin Krutz. They don't make people like him anymore.
Six-time Pro Bowl center.
If you think your offensive line is the problem, then what are you going to do to fix it? It's kind of like when you hear Coach Nagy talking about the run game. I just don't know how much he means it or if he really thinks that that is the problem, because they never really try to fix it. By that, I mean sign offensive linemen and or sign tight ends who can actually block for the run game.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tis the season to talk to Olin Krutz, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Olin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
All fired up, ready to rumble. Bears on a one-game winning streak. The story has changed. It shifted, and we heard all the national guys rush to the defense of the confusion of last week. Is all forgiven?
You know, this Chicago Bears organization obviously has a lot going on, and they haven't had a lot of success in the last 20-plus years. And eventually, when things don't look good up there, I've kind of nicknamed them the Four Horsemen, George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace, and even I'll throw Scott Hagel in there. Eventually, you have to take a look at your whole organization. And the football side, obviously, with Coach Nagy, and they have a lot going on, and they can't score points even when they win. Even when they beat the Lions, it's only 16 points. Even when the quarterback throws for 300-plus yards, it's only 16 points. But as far as Jay Glazer coming out yesterday and saying none of it was true, it even takes Jay Glazer that long, a guy who breaks news all the time. It takes him that long to get to it wasn't true. And I'll tell you why, guys. It's very simple. Half the building probably wanted to fire Nagy and half didn't. And half the guys let it out that they wanted to fire Coach A, and the other half finally ran to the room. They collaborated and they all figured out, wait, maybe we don't want to fire Nagy. So I don't know if George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, Ryan Pace and Scott Hagel, I don't know if they know what's actually going on a day-to-day basis in that building. And eventually that shows up in your football team. And eventually you start to look like a team that's, I think, only has four wins since 1995. So, they have one win. The last time they won a playoff game, I was on the team playing the Seahawks in 2011, the 2010 football season. And that's just too damn long ago.
That was a long time ago. Absolutely true, Owen. You know, You talk about the confusion, if you will. That's my word, not yours, at Halas Hall.
I'll use that one, too. Confusion is perfect for what goes on in Halas Hall.
So how tight is the connection between that kind of confusion or disarray in the front office and what we see on the field on a week-to-week basis? You know, we don't want to generalize. We don't want to be unfair here, but there does seem to be a connection between that kind of management or mismanagement and what we see in terms of the product every Sunday.
Of course there's a connection, right? Of course the energy from the people who run the building filters into your team, filters into your locker room. And as you guys know, I was in there for 13 years, so I would know. And here's the thing about businessmen. Businessmen, they don't win on the football field, right? So the wins and losses don't affect them as much as it would affect the football people or the players in the locker room. But make no mistake about it. The people who run the building, you know who the owners are. You know who the leaders are. You know Ted Phillips is in charge. You know George McCaskey's in charge. You know Scott Hagel's a figure up there. You know these four guys, the four horsemen. Ryan Pace is one of them. Although there's been, you know, more than one Ryan Pace up there, you know, Mark Hatley, Jerry Angelo, Phil Emery, on and on with these general managers. But all these guys, when they're the leaders in the building, they affect the building. They affect what goes on a day-to-day basis. And eventually they affect the product on the field because Coach Nagy them have to go to them for an answer. Coach Nagy had to go upstairs and ask him, do I still have my job? Because obviously when you hear that your head coach will get fired, if I'm running the building, I go down and look for him to make sure that he knows that his job is not in trouble. I go down and look at the team. I don't wait for a couple of days. I don't have my starting tight end say that the confusion affected his preparation.
Yeah, Olin, I told David that, if I had to kind of talk about Bears PR and the way they handled this, they're kind of the Detroit Lions of public relations in the NFL. This is a group that's trying to call repeated timeouts because they are so lost on what they're doing. I said also that I didn't even know that was a rule. I didn't even know you couldn't call two timeouts in a row because I'd never seen that one before. And I guess the officials aren't supposed to call the timeout, but whatever, it's a penalty and we move on from it. But that's kind of the way this thing looks. You know, you got the national guys now coming out with the story on Sunday, this happened, that happened. Where the hell was anybody on Tuesday? Mm-hmm. You know, this broke. And there's no response. Where, you know, finally George comes out Wednesday to talk to the team. I just thought it was an absolute travesty. And anybody that went through it, no one deserves that. It was amazing to see the coach on Tuesday and then watch him on Friday. And the one-game winning streak really kind of turned everything. I don't know how I feel about anything that's going on right now. I don't know if the quarterback's coming back. I don't know what the hell's going on with the cornerback. How did they not have a cornerback to open the season? It's just confounding that, you know, as much as you can't score a touchdown, you can't produce anything that actually aids you from the upper offices.
Yeah, and when you can't explain everything, that's why I keep going back to it. And look, now even the way the Bears run their business, it even affects – the national guys who are really good at their jobs, like Jay Glazer, and well, obviously Ian Rappaport gets all the news from the Chicago Bears. He's the one who breaks everything from that building, so they need to find that leak, but I'm sure they are the leak, so how can you find it? But look, as far as the Chicago Bears go and the product they put on the field, we all know in any business that anybody is in, what happens at the very top always affects the product that you put out. So the product on the field obviously gets affected by it. There's no answer because I don't know if they know what the hell's going on up there, right? So if you look at the Chicago Bears and just talk about when they played the Detroit Lions, again, they only score 16 points. You circle back now to, okay, Coach Nagy, when they couldn't score points, when the offense didn't look good, he gave the play calling to Bill Lazor. Well, Bill Lazor's had his turn, I would say, guys. Bill Lazor, you know, in the last 10 games, they're still averaging under 18 points a game. By that, I mean the last 10 games that Bill Lazor has called plays, including the Green Bay game and the playoff game last year in New Orleans. So I think Coach Nagy has to take a look at shuffling his staff again, shuffling his offensive staff again, maybe giving someone like Tom Herman a chance at calling plays, because they got to find a way to get more points on that side of the ball. And what they've been doing hasn't been working. And if you want to better your team, I think you got to get Mike Pettine off the sidelines and maybe put him as your secondary coach, because you got to shake up your secondary a little bit, although the defense has played pretty well the last two games. But you got to shake up that area a little bit and get better play out of them. Why not take a former defensive coordinator, put him back there and start demanding some accountability. Make sure that you don't have the mental mistakes that you have been having. Make sure they're working on tackling. You know, shuffle your coaching staff around. Coach Nagy, honestly, what the hell do you have to lose? Because right now, what's going on up there is not working. If I'm in charge up there, I make a run. I make some changes on my offensive staff. Try to get the ball in the damn end zone. Try to score points. And on my defensive staff, I take the one guy who's proven that he can coach in the NFL. I take him off the sideline and try to shake up the position that needs the most help.
Creative solutions. Those would be great ideas, Olin. And speaking of shakeups, you know, last week when we talked about the Bears' big picture, I referenced the Lions, and they hired Chris Spielman, basically a former player who cares about the franchise, to be a consultant. I referenced you. I didn't have a chance to ask you directly. I've texted with you about this. We've talked about it loosely. But if the Bears came to you, what are the chances of hiring you to tell them the truth? Because you are passionate about the Bears. You have a history as a player. You know what's best for the organization. Why doesn't that make sense? Is that even possible in your world?
Of course it is. Of course it is. I love football. Obviously, still cover the Bears. Obviously, love the Chicago Bears. Would love to see this city get a winning team. Is it possible in their eyes? Do they think it's a possibility? Probably not. But if someone offered you your dream job or offered you something that you love to do to fix a football team, I mean, obviously, that is obviously possible. There's a lot to fix in that building. There's a lot to go over the way they run things, the development of players, finding a general manager, finding a new coach, if that was to happen. There's so much to do in that building, so much things to fix. And we just talked about where some of their biggest problem comes from, where, in my opinion, their biggest problem comes from is the people who hire the guys who to run their football side. Look, if you don't know the questions to ask, you can't find the right answers, guys. And I don't think those four guys that we keep mentioning, I don't think when they sit in a room and they talk football with people, they talk, how do we fix things? Kind of like the Tevin Jenkins problem, right? When do we put Tevin Jenkins on the field? I'll be honest with you, I think Ted Phillips, George McCaskey, Ryan Pace, and Scott Eagle, I have no idea when they should put Tevin Jenkins on the field. I'll be honest with you, if I talk to them, I guarantee you they have no idea where he is in his rehab process, how strong he was before he started playing. When should he play? When should we put him on the field? And I know that's one player, but that is the problem they have up there, that they are always chasing their tail and they're always one step behind either the good teams in NFL or are developing players, because the players are the ones who are going to win you the games on Sundays. The coaches, how do you find the right coaches? How do you put the right coaches in the building? How do you go this long averaging under 20 points a game? These guys don't have the answers to those questions. And if you go up there and you start to talk to them about it and put it all on a grease board and say, look, let's really discuss what our real problems are. Are they going to want to hear that their real problems are sitting right in front of them? And we talked about the why mirror, right? Coach Nagy always says the why. I would put a big in their conference room when they brought me up there, I put a big mirror up and I put why above it, and I'd sit them all in front of it. And I said, look, guys, I found your why. That's why you're losing so much over the years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.